The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness and wellness, and now in its 33rd year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who's not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
All right, for those of you going on diets this new year, this is the month for it. For all of you new dieters out there losing those holiday pounds, here are some diet excuses you may have used. But it was my birthday, so I had to eat the whole cake. Another one, if you eat something and no one sees it, it has no calories. Or another diet excuse is, if you drink a diet soda with a candy bar, the soda cancels the calories in the candy bar. Wouldn't that be nice? Also, if you hang around with only fat people, you will look thinner. Well, maybe that's true. And finally, chocolate is a vegetable. How, you ask? Chocolate is derived from cacao beans. Bean is a vegetable. Sugar is derived either from cane sugar, or sugar cane rather, or sugar beets. Both are plants, and plants are vegetables. Thus, chocolate is a vegetable. For those of you who are wanting to rationalize and are now on yet another new diet for the new year, well, problem, as I always say, with New Year's resolutions is they go in one year and out the other. Welcome to the Healthiest Hour on Radio. I am your happy, humble health stylist host, David Snow, here to keep you cool and healthy, and we appreciate you making us a part of your weekend, which we always hope to make strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. Today in the program, Hugh Woodward joins us. He's a hormone expert, and let me just give you a preview of hormones. And for those of you that are not familiar with them, I think pretty much everybody is, but exactly what they are chemical messengers in your body. And we always want you to have a harmonious new year every year at this time, and 365, 24/7 for sure. But your hormones are everywhere. I mean, there's dozens of glands in your body that are constantly pumping out various hormones all the time, circulating in your blood. They help that, help you breathe, prompt you to eat or stop eating, you know, the ghrelin or the leptin. They heal your wounds. And I mean, a lot of other things. They just, without hormones, there is no life. And there's no hormone that's inherently good or bad. Of course, heard about the stress hormone cortisol, which gets a bad rap, but it also maintains your normal blood pressure and circulation, although it can produce stress eating or cause abdominal fat storage and other negative things. Estrogen, the mainly female hormone, protects bones and keeps your skin moist, but it can also trigger hot flashes or perimenopausal symptoms in women. So these chemicals are constantly talking to each other in your body to stay in balance. And we're going to talk about balancing your hormones with Hormonious Hugh. He's a hormone expert, son of a doctor who pioneered the use of transdermal pro-hormone creams initially for women, and now actually more men are using some of the formulas that the doctor developed, and we'll talk about those a little later in the program. We'll also talk about your sex life as it relates to hormones, bone health, alternatives to steroids for those of you on testosterone replacement therapy. That does have a place in modern medicine, although sometimes it's overused or abused. We'll talk about having a stronger immune system by balancing your hormones, as well as having mental sharpness and more energy and less body fat and a lot more. So make sure you stay tuned to the entire hour of this special edition program. But if you can't, you can always join us tonight, 12 hours from right now, on the station you're listening to right now, for a rebroadcast of the morning show of Dr. Health Radio. Let's go to the diet department and talk about artificial sweeteners. A lot of you are using those in your foods and beverages. Now, they actually have been, you know, the opposite effect of what they were originally intended to do, and that is for weight reduction. They've actually been linked to weight gain. They can actually increase your sugar cravings, which will probably lead to a higher sugar and carb intake and processed food intake later in the day. And so, there's no free lunch. Sucralose in particular, it's also called Splenda, that's the brand name, is hazardous to your gut health. This, according to Dr. Daryl Geoffrey, he says that sucralose is one of the biggest culprits when it comes to gut issues. One study found sucralose can reduce your ability or your healthy gut flora by up to 50%. And it also accumulates in your fat cells, so that's not a good thing. And finally, functional nutritionist Amy Lippert warns that artificial sweeteners can result in serious health complications over time because they are full of chemicals. You know, they're not just a natural. It's not like stevia, which is from a leaf. I used to grow stevia in my container gardens on my lanai. And, I put it in different dishes that I was making. But it's just the leaves themselves. It's a natural herb and grows pretty easily. But it's, I think, 50 times sweeter than sugar. And there are, of course, stevia extracts that are derived from the natural leaf. But anyway, the chemicals, sucralose in particular is actually derived from sugar, but then it's chemically changed it's a patented formula where it's they start with the original starting material is sugar, but then it's changed, which I'll mention in a second here. But it's highly, these chemicals, according to this nutritionist, highly inflammatory, toxic to the body, and they can actually make losing weight harder. So as I mentioned, there's no free lunch regarding these non-caloric sweeteners. There are some advantages to, for instance, sucralose. It was created or pioneered by Johnson & Johnson, which not a food company, that's a drug company, right? But it was initially approved, discovered in 1976 and then approved for 15 food and beverage categories back in 1998. But it's derived from sugar through a multi-step patented manufacturing process that selectively, get this, substitutes three atoms of chlorine for three hydroxyl groups on the sugar molecule. So it produces a sweetener that has no calories, yet it's 600 times sweeter than sucrose. Now, it was found to have an excellent safety profile and can be used by all populations, including pregnant women. And it's, of course, for food manufacturers, it's a godsend because it tastes like sugar. It's heat stable, long shelf life. It has all the manufacturing advantages. And it does not promote tooth decay. That's one good advantage to it, even though it's artificial. The scientific studies show that it doesn't support the growth of oral bacteria. But on the other hand, as I just mentioned, it doesn't support the growth of the beneficial bacteria in your gut. In fact, it depletes it by up to 50%. So that's not a good thing. So go natural whenever you can. All right, let's see. Elsewhere in the news, are you planning on remodeling your kitchen anytime this year? Well, you may have heard this in the news, and of course it's a political time bomb because about 40% of homes have a gas stove. What kind of stove do you have in your home? Is it electric, gas, maybe convection? Well, you may have seen the news this week about how your stove is adversely affecting your health if it's gas because it's emitting a variety of pollutants, and we've known this. I mean, I've talked about this ever since the inception of the show over 30 years ago. Nitrogen dioxide, carbon monoxide, fine particulate matter. It's no different than if you're cooking over a campfire because, of course, you're not getting the wood byproducts or burning wood, but still you're getting the combustible byproducts of fire, right? And levels, they say, are unsafe by both the EPA and World Health Organization, the levels that are emitted from gas stoves. So why is this concerning? Well, it's because emissions have been linked to cardiovascular problems and cancer and other health conditions. And you may have seen this in the news. Almost 13% of childhood asthma cases are linked to gas stove use. You know, I'd be curious to find out the number of the percentage of Tesla and Prius and owners of other EVs that purchased them, these EV vehicles, doing their part to combat auto pollution. And yet they have gas stoves in their homes that are contributing to indoor air pollution, which is where we spend most of our time, right? Now, on the other side of the argument, there are, you know, I always try to present both sides, which is why I mentioned the advantages to the, you know, both the disadvantages and advantages to the artificial sweeteners. But on the other side of the coin here, this argument comes from the Association of Home Appliance Manufacturers, and they state that cooking, that just the act of cooking, produces harmful emissions regardless of the kind of stove used. And they do have a point. They're correct. However, the emissions are still far greater or higher when using gas than with electricity. And the association does bring up another valid point, and that is ventilation, in that you need to turn on your range hoods, the ventilation hoods, when cooking. Although I must say roughly half, only about half of, I don't know the exact statistic, but about half the homes in America have ventilation hoods that have outdoor venting. The rest are what are called recirculating hoods. And my last condo and the condo I'm in now included. And all they do is recirculate the air that is already in your kitchen. And they do have, you know, charcoal filters, whatever, but they don't capture all the cooking odors and smoke. Plus, the hoods themselves don't capture all of what is emanating from your stovetop. You know, about half of it goes elsewhere in the kitchen, mainly just in the air. And just to recap the report from last week, or let's see, no, this week rather, the report that was in the news, gas stoves are responsible for giving asthma to 650,000 children in the U.S. And you know, it can't be good for the elderly or anyone with respiratory issues or conditions or immune-compromised individuals. And you know, it's just we're made to breathe pure, unadulterated air. All right. Okay, I'll get off my soapbox. Take a deep breath, David. Okay. Speaking of indoor air pollution, here's another article. And as I mentioned, you know, Americans spend up to 90% of their time indoors. Well, the EPA reports that indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the air outdoors, which puts a greater risk of respiratory problems. Especially in the winter, we spend even more time indoors than at the rest of the year because of the weather and temperature. But some neurological problems, and I mentioned cancer and cardiovascular disease. But here's the dirty dozen, okay? Aerosolized or pressurized chemicals such as hairspray, other personal care products, and two is air fresheners, which are, I mean, that's like an oxymoron, an aerosolized air freshener. Three, candles and incense. Hopefully you're not burning those indoors. Four, dry cleaning. Five of the dirty dozen is furniture, especially those that off-gas fire retardants and formaldehyde. If it's a new piece of furniture, for instance, or a cheap piece of furniture or made in other countries. Six, gas stoves, which, are, of course, I mentioned in detail. Seven, household cleaning products. Others in the dirty dozen of air pollutants indoors, new construction or remodeling. Paint is another one, as are perfumes, tobacco smoke, that goes without saying, and then wood-burning fireplaces, all right? Okay, just something to be aware of. And speaking of things that burn, smoking, as well as drinking alcohol, are linked to our genetics. Nearly 4,000 genetic variants have been linked to smoking or drinking habits. The decision to smoke or drink alcohol can be affected by various factors, of course, you know, social situations, peer pressure, public health policies. Genetics, though, are thought to play a role as well. And this comes from Penn State College of Medicine. They analyzed the genomes of people who took part in 60 studies in the U.S., Australia, and Europe. And what they found is that, well, they compared the participants' genomes with their self-reported smoking and smoking habits and alcohol consumption. And some of the variants they identified for smoking and alcohol consumption are involved in brain signaling. And cut to the chase here, the hormones or the genes that regulate dopamine, those are involved in the reward system that cause addiction. And the number of cigarettes smoked per day, are linked to variations in genes, a particular one which influences the survival of neurons that secrete dopamine. So, of course, you know, there are genetic tendencies. I mean, you hear of different ethnicities that are prone to alcoholism more than others. But, you know, it's not 100%. So while genetics do play a role, personal choice is still the biggest factor. Okay, oh boy, we're up against the clock here, so let me see. okay, let's go to the fitness file. Let's get physical. All right, question for you for the new year on fitness. And of course, last week we had Elaine LaLanne, the original queen of fitness in America at 97 years young, as well as Gilad from ESPN's and Fit TV's Bodies in Motion, the longest running fitness television show on the boob tube. Here's the question of the day for the rest of the year. What is the most important exercise to do? The answer is the one you're actually going to do. So I'm mentioning this so that you can tailor your fitness regime, your regimen, to something that you're going to love, that you're going to want to look forward to, that you're actually going to do. Because so many people get on the treadmill or the Swearmaster and then they join the gym for a year and go for, you know, all of a month or a week. And try to get something fun and that you can easily implement into your lifestyle. And our fitness snowism for the week, escalate your fitness by not riding up the escalators. That was my first, fitness tip 33 years ago when I first started the show, is walk up those escalators. Take the stairs or walk up and down the escalator instead of riding up and down it. You know, escalators never break. They just become stairs. All right, and let's go to matters of sexual health. All right, let's talk about, this is a new possible contraceptive. Sperm-blocking gel could work as a contraceptive. This was applied inside the vagina and showed to block sperm injected into female sheep. This was an animal study, providing an alternative to hormonal contraceptives for people. Now, this, unlike the pill, so no side effects, non-hormonal methods like condoms, you know, they don't have side effects either, but they tend to be less reliable. Well, this research from Sweden, they developed a vaginal gel that may work as well as hormonal contraceptives, but without the side effects. The gel contains chitosan. Chitosan is actually a fiber. You can derive it from fungus, but it's typically derived from crab shells. And the chitosan forms cross-links with proteins that are secreted in the cervical mucus, which thickens the mucus so it blocks the sperm from getting past the cervix and into the fallopian tubes to fertilize the egg. Researchers plan more studies to test if the barrier stays intact during sexual intercourse and prevents pregnancy. So this is a good thing because it doesn't have the side effects, but very effective. And speaking of side effects, let's see. Well, I'll save this other article for later. But here, this interesting article or study comes from Dr. Stephanie Faubian, director of the Mayo Clinic Center for Women's Health, about testosterone, which we're going to talk about in just a few minutes with Hugh Woodward, who I believe we have on the line right now. And he says that even though women may have way less of the male hormone testosterone than, for instance, than men do, but it still affects their desire and sexual functioning. And they say, or she says, that it declines gradually by age 40. In fact, according to Dr. Faubian, at 40, a woman only has half the testosterone she had at 20. And that can cause a lot of problems, including low desire, interest in sex, and postmenopausal symptoms. So we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. All right. And then finally, in the Funny Bone Pharmacy. All right. Let's see. Where are we going? Okay. I'll abbreviate this because we're up against the clock here. a few doormats. Here's one doormat. It says, the Smiths open door policy. Show up with wine, we'll open the door. And speaking of wine, here's another mat. It says, wine is not fattening. It makes you lean against walls, tables, and ugly people. All right. And let's see. Okay, I'll save this one for next week. Okay, we gotta move on here because we're I look at the clock and we're a little behind schedule, but we will have more information for a harmonious new year from harmonious Hugh Woodward right after this as we talk about hormones with our hormone expert here on Dr. Health Radio. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy. I'm David Snow, and this is Dr. Health Radio.
Sorry, yogurt. Although you're high in calcium and protein, in the real world of potent probiotics, well, let's just say you're not that potent. While many consume you thinking they're getting enough probiotic bacteria for good gut health, the fact is, you yogurts can't compete with a medical strength probiotic like Theralac. Plus, you yogurts, well, most of you, have so much sugar and other ingredients that it defeats the purpose of eating you in the first place. So while we'll always be fond of you and other fermented foods, we want to make sure our listeners also take a potent probiotic like Theralac. That's because just one capsule of Theralac is equal to more than 200 cartons of yogurt in the beneficial bacteria that it delivers to the gut. And if your doctor advises you to just eat some yogurt after a course of antibiotics, without a strong probiotic like Theralac, it can take up to 2 years to reestablish your healthy gut flora. Look for Theralac in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store or go to Theralac.com.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long-term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged Garlic Extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com.
Welcome back to Lifestyles of the Fit and Healthy here on the Healthiest Hour on Radio. Hey, ever wonder where the word hormones comes from? Well, it comes from the Greek meaning to arouse. Light up responses in different body systems that were designed to influence. Amazing, huh? Well, we're going to talk about some amazing hormones that either help you feel amazing or help you feel like you're in hormone hell. So we want you to be harmonious this year. And we have on the line Hugh Woodward. He is, I nicknamed him Harmonious Hugh. He's a hormone expert and the son of a doctor who pioneered the use of transdermal prohormone creams, and we'll tell you about the difference between what a prohormone is and a actual hormone. And for women, this is his father originally formulated for women, but this research led Hugh to develop a special bioidentical DHEA cream that is now used actually by more men than women, although it's just as good for women. And we'll tell you why in just a few minutes. But he is here to explain in detail how we can have a more harmonious new year. Harmonious Hugh, how the health are you?
I'm doing great, Dave. The snowman, Dave, the great talker of health that knows all.
I am a board certified talktologist, guaranteed never to leave you bored with the stimulating information we have for you every day at this or every Saturday at this time. And we want to stimulate people. We just don't want to overstimulate our listeners. So let's talk about how hormones can stimulate them in a positive way and balance their hormones. Now, with a new year, Hugh, people want to turn over a new leaf to get fit and trimmed and toned, and improving our listeners' results from their new diet and exercise routines, like whatever their new habits are or whatever resolutions they want to make. Let's help them improve that. So first of all, tell us, give us a rundown, give us a kind of an overview for people that haven't heard you before, because we're now in a couple new markets here. Give us the rundown on hormones and why people can actually improve their health by taking or using these pro-hormones that your medical doctor father developed.
Well, we all make DHEA hormones.
Okay, so DHEA. Let's tell people what DHEA is first, so they know. We can set the stage there.
To start with, we all have hormones. Hormones are the protein drivers that control our desires and our functions and our bodily functions day to day. We make many different types of hormones. Obviously, women make more estrogenic hormones, leading to their body form and personality and being the way they are. Men, more testosterone, androgenic hormones that give us our male qualities. But DHEA is a very large carbon chain molecule, a prohormone that is a precursor or base foundation for all of the androgenic and estrogenic hormones. So it is a sort of a base foundation. And we make it from birth. We all make it naturally, primarily in the adrenal glands and the gonads. We make more and more of it as we get older, into our teen years, puberty, into adulthood. And then we're in our reproductive prime between the ages of, say, 18 to 25 years of age, when we're typically making the most of it, men and women alike. Then we begin to make about 2% less per year. So there's this gradual decline, and that occurs in all of us, men and women alike. And it is, if you do the math, by age 35, we're making 20% less of this crucial prohormone. By age 50, we're making half as much as we did at our best in our prime. And that decrease continues into our 60s, 70s, 80s, when we may only then be making some 10% of what we once did of this crucial pro-hormone.
Excuse me, do you have a pill for depression? I'm getting depressed just hearing hearing how my hormones have fallen off the cliff, and at almost 70 years old, I'm deficient in hormones already.
Well, you don't sound it. You sound like you're kind of get up and go. I think you've been using the Twist 25.
Well, I have it in my hand, actually, and I did use some this morning, so maybe that makes a difference.
Maybe that's helping. I don't know. With you, it's pretty special because you've got your vitality, your mental, function, your go all the time. So you're a pretty special character.
Even though I have a twisted personality?
Ah, there you go. You're twisted for sure. But, Twist 25 cream,
yes.
The idea is that you're putting back something your body makes and uses naturally anyway. You're producing less and less of it. So we recommend it for people that are 35 and up, generally. And you apply it as a cream, and it is absorbed in the skin and processed in the skin. Now, most people have heard of DHEA and have, there's pills that you can buy.
Right. I've taken them.
Yeah. And a lot of people do, thinking, hey, this is great. It's going to make me feel better. I'll have more energy, help my hormone base. This will really do me a lot of good. And then they take it and they don't notice much benefit. Well, the reason is that when you take this large molecule, pro-hormone, orally, your liver, the blood goes from your gut through your liver in what's called the first pass effect of the liver. And most of the DHEA is either destroyed there or eliminated, or what does get into the bloodstream and increase slightly is DHEA sulfate. And DHEA sulfate has benefits. It's good for you. But free DHEA is what serves as a base for your sex hormones. So as a result, when you use it as a cream, you really feel the benefits and you experience them. And it takes like, what, two or three weeks to notice it. But you use it daily and you rub it on thin, hairless skin. And you're putting back this naturally occurring pro-hormone that does so many beneficial things for our health. It's just crucial. And it has no dangerous side effects. So it's a really good thing to do for yourself after age 35.
Okay, and after 35 minutes after the hour or so, we need to take a break for the bottom of our station ID and a message. So, Hugh, if you can hold those thoughts, we'll talk about more of the benefits of not only hormones, but also the DHEA transdermal cream you're talking about, the Twist 25. And then when we come back, and you can't look this up on the internet because the answer is not going to be there, but here's the question of health. Do you know what is the most fattening thing you can put in an ice cream sundae? The answer when we return. And also when we return, we'll talk about, with you, we'll talk about bone health, your sex life, and how not only testosterone but other hormones affect fertility and virility, as well as safe alternatives to hormone replacement therapy, enhancing your mental sharpness, and having more energy, as well as a stronger immune system. Right after this, as we continue here on our harmonious show for the new year. I'm David Snow. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Is getting a good night's sleep a challenge? Fortunately, there's a superior fast-acting sleep formula called Tranquil Sleep from Natural Factors. This non-habit-forming supplement contains a unique combination of melatonin, 5-HTP, and L-theanine, which works in harmony with your body's natural sleep hormones. Tranquil Sleep can help you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep sounder, and wake up refreshed, all without feeling drowsy in the morning. The key benefit comes from increasing the time spent in the deeper stages of sleep. It's only in these deeper levels of sleep that we truly experience the rejuvenation, regeneration, and recuperation that sleep provides. Even if you think you get a good night's sleep, give Tranquil Sleep a try. You might be surprised with how much better you've slept by waking up with more energy and enthusiasm to start your day. Learn more at naturalfactors.com.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com.
Snow.
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 It is David Snow on your radio. Welcome back to the program. It's your weekly dose of verbal vitamins and the cure for the common radio show. Thanks so much for joining us and staying with us. And if you want to listen to the show in its entirety again, you can listen to it after next Wednesday as we podcast the program on drhealthradio.com, the website, doctorhealthradio.com, and soon I'll have a new website in just a few weeks, and we'll talk about the premiere of that. But in the meantime, you can still go to there, to that website, if you want more information or just want a repeat of today's show if you're tuning in late or want to review any part of it. All right, Hugh Woodward is my guest. If you're just joining us, we're talking about having a harmonious new year by balancing your hormones. First of all, the answer to the question of health, let's put Hugh on the spot, put him in the hot seat. Hugh, do you know what is the most fattening thing you can put into an ice cream sundae?
I would have to say the caramel or melted chocolate.
Well, that's a good guess, but it's a wrong one.
Oh,
the answer is a spoon.
I could probably eat one without, but that gets ugly.
Yeah, you wait till it melts and then drink it, right? No, that's the most fattening thing you can put in an ice cream sundae or a bowl of ice cream is a spoon. Let's talk about the way hormones affect our weight, since so many listeners are wanting to shed those holiday pounds this month. And by the way, I'll have you know that I diet religiously, but only on Sundays. Okay. But anyway, let's talk about hormones and how they affect our weight, especially testosterone and DHEA.
There's actually a great study that was done by Dr. Dennis Villarreal and Holsey, but they found that abdominal fat, DHEA, was directly linked to abdominal fat. And this was particularly, they think it is the result of metabolic syndrome, which you may have heard of.
Yes.
Which is where as you get older, you're basically not making enough insulin, and insulin helps us to burn the glucose that we eat rather than storing it away as fat. And so what they have determined or hypothesized, I guess is the best word, is that the reason for this is that DHEA helps the body to metabolize, to reduce that insulin resistance and help the body to burn sugar instead of storing it away as fat, and thereby reducing abdominal fat. So when your DHEA levels are higher, your abdominal fat is less, is reduced. And that's scientific, finding. You can find the study if you search DHEA and abdominal fat.
Okay, that's good. And you know, just to add to that, what you're saying, and that's valuable information, Hugh, which we thank you for, but it's a vicious cycle, as you know, because if you have too much fat, it becomes its own hormone factory. The fat actually produces more hormones. Like in women, it produces too much estrogen, and then they get all kinds of hormone-related ailments and conditions and diseases. And same with men, you know, and it's just a never-ending
vicious cycle.
Yeah, right. So yeah. We can break that.
So you want to turn that cycle around.
Yeah.
And so with DHEA, you not only are helping your body hormonally, systemically, by burning the sugars that you eat, the glucose that you ingest, you also have more energy because of the hormone base that it is. You feel better. You function. You're more driven to go work out, get some exercise. And when you exercise, you then build muscle back rather than just, you know, a lot of people go to the gym and they're like, "Oh God, is this doing me any good? I'm 50 years old, 60 years old. I'm not. I go to the gym and I work out, and I don't feel like I'm getting anywhere." Well, that's because the hormone drivers, the builders of our muscle tissue, aren't there anymore, and we're lacking the hormones that we once had in our, say, our teens and our 20s, to, you know, go to the gym and feel like, "Oh wow, look, I've got, you know, biceps that are really showing now. This is doing me some good." You put that DHEA back, and so you are then, you're more inclined to exercise, which helps with weight. You then recover faster after your workout, and you get muscle tone rather than fat. And so you're turning that cycle around in a lot of different ways with DHEA.
Okay, so let's get back to, and especially for people tuning in late, back to the differences between DHEA, the transdermal cream, which is the Twist 25, versus the capsules or tablets or other delivery forms that people are taking, as you mentioned, the DHEA sulfate, they're not going to get the same results unless they do a transdermal cream like Twist 25.
That's right, yeah. I mean, you say it quite well right there. But the reason for that is numerous. One is the first pass effect of the liver. The other is that with DHEA sulfate, you cannot convert DHEA sulfate back into free DHEA. That was always thought to be the case. So once again, the reason why pills don't work that well, because you're getting DHEA sulfate from the pills, and that doesn't end up being convertible into free DHEA. And then you're also, with DHEA, it turns out more than 80% of hormone metabolism in women after menopause is in the dermis. The dermis, the largest organ of the body, that's a big deal. It was really largely unknown, but there's some great work by Dr. Fernand Labrie about the fact that a lot of hormone metabolism actually goes on in the dermis.
Well, that's where we produce the hormone vitamin D, which is, they call it vitamin D, but
right.
It would be, if it was discovered today, it would be classified as a hormone, and that's where it's made, you know, via sun
as well.
Interaction.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So getting sunlight on the skin helps build that vitamin D3, which is a provitamin in much the same way that DHEA is a prohormone. And there again, like you say, both those things go on in the dermis of the body, the largest organ of the body.
Right.
And so it's a really important place to absorb and process things, and largely untried. It's just something that people don't think about.
So, yeah.
Well, I can use a cream and it makes me feel better.
Well, yeah, and I think you took your mind-reading pills, because that was my next question about the skin benefits of taking the, or using the DHEA, the Twist 25 DHEA cream, for not only internal absorption of the DHEA, but also for plumping up the skin. Because your father,
yeah.
Dr. Woodward, most of the patients he had on the Twist 25 cream were women, and they noticed traumatic differences in their skin health and the moisture and less wrinkling,
yep.
And so on. So
yeah, that's absolutely right, Dave. You got it. The reasons for that are that DHEA helps with, as a base for sebum. sebum is what's otherwise known as skin oil. Got a very protective effect, too, for skin. And then DHEA helps with collagen.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, and everybody's taking collagen these days, for goodness sake.
Yeah. Well, DHEA helps your skin to actually create that fabric that collagen is for the skin, the structure in the skin. So it plumps up your skin. It's more hydrated and thus looks younger. Another benefit of DHEA on the skin is that it reduces melanomas, fades age spots, liver spots, age spots, as they're called. And so helps smooth pigmentation, and it reduces risks of chemical carcinogens on skin cells.
Interesting.
So it reduces skin cancer risks, helps with hydrate the skin, helps with skin plumpness, collagen functions. So it does lots of great things. And Twist 25 DHEA cream is made in a coconut oil base, which is something that is great for your skin anyway, as well. So people will take a little dab of Twist 25 cream after the main application and put it on their forehead, cheeks, and neck, and you will see it does fantastic things for your skin.
Even for a face like radio with I mean, I have a face for radio.
A
face for radio, excuse me. not like radio. Sometimes the face of the radio is, you know, better looking than my face. So that's why I'm not on TV. But anyway, hey, speaking of that, we need to take one last break of the hour. And when we come back, Hugh, I have two important questions for you, among others. We'll have several questions. But one is how testosterone disturbs cholesterol metabolism for people using steroids or hormone replacement therapy. And then also we'll talk about the benefits to your love life with using the Twist 25 or DHEA transdermal creams, as well as having more energy and a stronger immune system. So much more information to come here on the Healthiest Hour on Radio. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
Do you sometimes suffer from gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, or irritable bowel syndrome? You need to know about the Friendly Foursome. Master Supplements, the leaders in safe and effective intestinal health products, offer four supplements that may reinvent your intestinal tract. First, there's Theralac, America's fastest acting medical strength probiotic. Find out why Theralac's regular customers become, well, regular customers. Just go to THERALAC.com for more information. Then there's True Fiber, clinically proven to improve regularity as well as lowering cholesterol. True Fiber is also uniquely formulated to stimulate probiotics. Third in the Friendly Foursome is Enzylase, the strongest enzyme available. With high potencies of 12 different digestive enzymes, Enzylase makes short work of fatty meals and dairy products, as well as normally gas-producing foods such as beans. Finally, there's True Flora, the fastest-acting bio-cleansing probiotic. True Flora is so potent, the recommended dose is only 2 per week. This is the premier traveler's supplement. Don't go on a trip without taking True Flora. See the Friendly Foursome of Master Supplement products at your favorite natural food store. Theralac, True Fiber, Enzylase, and True Flora for the best intestinal health of your life.
Curcumin-rich Theracurmin from Natural Factors is a special form of curcumin, the yellow pigment of turmeric that has shown many wondrous health benefits. Theracurmin represents a major scientific breakthrough. Clinical studies show that when it comes to absorption, Theracurmin is by far number one. Finally, the powerful health benefits of curcumin can be realized with curcumin-rich Theracurmin. To learn more, visit naturalfactors.com.
bringing you the next generation of health information here on your health information station. If you're listening to us, or if you're listening to the station you're listening to on Saturday mornings or evenings, that's where we are, the healthiest hour on radio. David Snow with you. Thanks so much for joining us and making us a part of your weekend, which we're today making more harmonious with Harmonious Hugh Woodward, our guest expert on hormones. Hugh, let's talk about people that are on testosterone replacement therapy, or unfortunately, some of the men out there are taking, are using steroids, anabolic steroids. Now, here's a study. This was published in Substance Abuse Treatment, Prevention, and Policy, and it talks about anabolic steroids been linked, having been linked to blood fat dysbiosis, or a disturbed blood fat metabolism, for nearly 40 years. Well, the mechanism is unclear. Swedish researchers found that a single injection of testosterone ethanoate increased levels of an enzyme called, well, we won't get into that, but it's it increased cholesterol by 15% just by one injection, and that increases. The downside here is that the it reduces the HDL cholesterol. So not only does it raise your bad cholesterol, but it reduces the good. And the studies show that even a single dose of anabolic steroids can interfere with proper metabolism. And the long-term side effects, of course, are unknown in regard to coronary heart disease or artery disease. So let's talk about a lot of, I mean, millions of men, as well as some women, are on hormone replacement therapy. And sometimes it's necessary and indicated, of course, for you know, particular patients, but do you think it's overused, or can it sometimes be substituted by using something like the transdermal delivery form, the Twist 25 DHEA cream that you mentioned?
Well, good question. As we get older, we all, male and female, make less and less hormone. From about age 35 on, hormones are in decline. And so as we were saying earlier, DHEA is a precursor to some 50 different hormones in the body. To stave that off, a real good idea is to maintain your DHEA levels. If you can maintain that decline, even slightly on a daily basis from, say, age 35 on, you're going to do yourself huge amount of good, because you let your body make its own hormones.
Okay, on that note, Hugh, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I see we only have less than 2 minutes left in the show. Can you give us any contact information for people wanting to obtain the Twist 25 DHEA cream?
Yeah, absolutely. Go to twist25.com. We have lots of great articles there that you can read about what we're talking about right now. I wish we had more time. You can also call at 888-489-4782. And if you're driving, don't drive off the road. That's 888-4-TWIST-25. So just spell that out on your phone, 888-4-TWIST-25, and you'll get us. You can ask for me. My name is Hugh, and I'm always willing to help and ask questions. Today, give the coupon code DAVE when you order at checkout, or you can do it online at twist25.com. But put in coupon code DAVE, and we are going to give Dave's listeners
an extra
15% off the Twist 25 you get.
So all right. Okay. Well, thank you.
Take advantage of it. Yeah.
On behalf
of
we're
here to help and answer any questions. I appreciate your time today.
All right. Thank you, Hugh.
Here to help.
All right. Have a harmonious new year.
You as well.
Okay. That's 4-TWIST-25, 1-888-4-TWIST-25, or just go to twist25.com. Thanks so much for joining us. This is David Snow reminding you that it isn't how long you live, it's how you live long. Join us again next week, same time, same station, for another program. And until then, have a healthy week.
Three.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.